an episode for you guys. I'm sorry, I'm all behind. Yesterday was a rough day, but I gave you guys some insight on my relationship, told you guys about a family story, the incident that happened yesterday, and might have got even got a little emotional and cried a little bit. I don't know, y'all, but, you know, I love to keep y'all in the loop of everything going on with me, but, yeah, it was a rough day yesterday. Today, I am feeling better. I'm headed to work. I'm just trying to figure everything out. You know, my goal is just right now, guys, is just to focus on myself and my daughter. I'm realizing, and for you to really understand what I'm talking about, you gotta listen to the podcast. I just posted Girl Talk Part 8. Because some stuff, and if you're new to my listening, you know, podcast, if you're new listening to my podcast, you probably got to go back a whole bunch of episodes to understand what the stuff I'm talking about. But I could always give you a refresher. But like I said, so, yeah, it was rough and all that stuff. So I was like, yesterday was just a rough day. Today is a little better, but I had, like, the rudest customers, well, patients, not customers. I had the rudest patients yesterday. Between the patients being rude and me stressing over my daughter and the situation with my aunt and then me and my boyfriend, it was just too much. But I'm not going to lie, y'all. I did tell them how I felt about everything, like, as far as my feelings and stuff. Again, if you're lost, go back to the episode I just posted to tell you more. But I told him how I felt or whatever about our relationship and all that stuff. And I don't know. He feels like, you know, he was like, well, sometimes I feel like you nag me and this, that, and the third. I'm like, how do I nag you? Like, I don't, this is the thing about me. I feel like a man should know how to treat a woman. A woman shouldn't have to constantly tell a man, buy me flowers, do this for me, babe, take me on a date, let's do this, babe, you know, let's go to the movies and all this other crap. I feel like as a woman, I shouldn't have to do any of that for a man. A man should just know, like, hey, because if you're raised by a good woman, a good mother, she teaches you how to treat a woman. It shouldn't be no, oh, my God, I got behind the slowest car in America, y'all. This car does not want to go down the road. Literally going, like, under 40, under the speed limit. So if you really have a good man, you don't have to even, you know, go through this stuff because they know what to do. I feel like in all my relationships, most of them anyway, I've had to tell the man, like, oh, can you give me these flowers? Oh, can you do this for me, do that for me? I just feel like at some point, when do we stop raising men? Oh, my God. When do we stop raising men? When do we stop having to teach a man things that his mama should have taught him or his daddy if he had a dad in his life? Like, I just think it's old. And I feel like, you know, why am I trying to tell you what you need to do or don't need to do? I just don't have time for it. And it's nothing against anybody or whatever the case may be, but I don't have time to be teaching a grown man what he needs to be doing. You know what I'm saying? I just feel like it's nice when you can date somebody and they just automatically say, oh, I'm going to get my baby some flowers. They just think in their minds that's something they should do at the week. When they say, oh, this is no, baby, I'm going to take you out to dinner and it's a surprise. Like, you ain't even got to say nothing because they just know that automatically, like, that's something that they're going to do for you. So, not bad to all men because not all men need to be told. Most of them, I hope anyway, know how to treat a woman, but it's just time sometimes, y'all. And I know it can be a double standard where men can say it's us women, too. It's true. It can be women, too, that don't know how to treat a man and he has some pressure course or whatever. But, and then, like, it just threw me for a loop because he was like, well, I feel like sometimes you're judgmental. And I feel like I've heard that before. But I feel like my thing is I don't judge anybody. I'm not here to judge. I'm not God. I don't judge nobody. Somebody tell me something, I go with it, you know, because at the end of the day, I can't judge nobody. I'm not God. I can't say, oh, you did this or you didn't do this or, oh, this, what you did is wrong. Like, no, I can't do that because, for one, I'm not in your shoes. And whatever you tell me, I wasn't in that situation or I don't know. I'm just going by what you tell me. So I can't say, judge you off what you choose to tell me or choose not to tell me. So I was like, if you feel in the way, then, you know, that's a personal problem, but it's nothing that I could have done differently to make you not feel the way that you feel. So it's just a lot with people being all, you know, I don't know. It's just kind of people just saying anything now. It's just like, man, I don't know. But, yeah, I don't know. Like, I honestly feel like I said, I love him. I think he's a good guy and everything. He has some things he needs to work on. However, I'm not, like I said, I'm not bashing him or anything like that, but I do want to focus more on myself and more on my daughter. Because at the end of the day, my therapist is always telling me, Sherelle, focus on you. Focus on your mental health, your healing. And I need to do that more instead of focusing so much on Greg. Because, oops, I said his name, y'all. But whatever. So much for keeping the names discreet. Sorry about my laugh, y'all. You're probably like, this girl laughs like a hyena or something. But, yeah, I can't believe I did that. So anyway, like I said, it's more so I want him to work on himself. I need to stop focusing so much on him and focus more on myself, you know, because that's been a huge issue. Like, so much of my focus hasn't been on me. It's been on everything but me. And like, the goal for me now is, like, I want to focus more on me and my daughter and less on outside things that don't really matter as much. So, I know I'm not trying to be shady, not trying to say you don't matter, but I'm just saying, I think, if anyone watches YouTube, this is YouTuber, I forgot his name, he's very, like, spiritual. I think his name is Spiritual Soul, and he always says, Geyser, that's what he always says in the beginning, and he always talks real stuff. Like, if you listen to him, he's so wise beyond his years, y'all. Very clever, very smart, very spiritual. And I was just listening to him talk yesterday about focusing on yourself and all these things. Stop worrying about these outside things around you. He speaks the truth. So if y'all don't follow him or subscribe to him, y'all got to look him up on Instagram or YouTube. But I know he has two YouTube pages. One is Soul Luminati, I think, and the other one is Spiritual Soul. I love both of them, but Spiritual Soul gets you in your feelings with that channel. It really gets me in my feelings because he be talking some real stuff, so you gotta listen to him. But he exudes positivity and just the realness, so yeah. I just wanted to put that out there. Okay, guys. I'm officially at work, so, and there's nobody at my job but one person right now. They come slow to my job, I guess. Yeah, so anyway. I gotta go use the bathroom, y'all. I will talk to you guys soon. Peace and love. I'll be back on my break to come back and finish this episode off. All right, guys, I'm back. I know I did a podcast episode with you guys earlier on my way to get, I think that it was earlier on my way to get lunch or something like that. Or either it was this morning. I cannot remember, guys. It's been that kind of day. I don't exactly know what I even talked about in the first episode, but I know I do remember. I think it was on my lunch break. But I do remember coming back, and I told you guys, like, hey, I'm going to finish this after. I think I told you guys I was going to come back and finish the second half later. So whatever the first half talked about, I can't remember. But, yeah, I'm back. Today was a crappy day. I keep feeling like, oh, my God, guys. Like, my period is trying to come on me. And I'm like, I know that's TMI. Sorry, y'all. But it's weird because I just had my period. Like, why the hell is it trying to come on me again? Like, what the hell is going on? That might explain some of these movements. I don't know. But anyway, moving past that, because I don't want to talk about that on here. I know y'all, most of the girls listen to our podcast anyway, so who really cares? But you know what I mean. That's not what I can't wait to talk about. But anyway, basically, I don't know what's going to happen between me and my boyfriend right now, y'all. I'm just going to throw that in there. I don't really know. Like, we talked a little bit today, but it wasn't, like, a lot. And then I just feel like I kind of want to, at the same time, I want to figure out what we're going to do, because like I told him, I don't want to lose the friendship. I've been friends for 13 years. It's because the relationship doesn't work out. I still want to remain and be your friend, because that's what we were doing before anything. So, but at the same time, I feel like I need to focus on myself, and I need to, like, not worry so much about him. So I just feel like I'm really probably not going to reach out as much as I've been doing to talk to him. I know that sounds silly to you guys, because you're like, aren't you in a relationship? And you're the main one complaining about he doesn't talk to you, he doesn't communicate like you want him to, which is true. But the point I'm trying to make is I have to love myself. I can't, and I don't want to be that female that, it's females out here that literally, and I've been that female, but they like, well, bad a guy for his attention, you know, come see me, come do this, come do that, why are you not here? And I've been that female. I don't want to be that female with him. I feel like I don't want to be that girl like, come see me. I don't want to feel like he's forced to come see me, or I don't want to feel like I'm trying to make him do anything he don't want to do. because I know a real man, and I've been a testament to that. I once had this guy I dated in 2010. He had a job, had everything. Just didn't have a car at the time because his motor went out. This man, I didn't even know he was coming on some serious stuff. He got his friends. He literally got his friends to bring him to my house to see me, and paid him gas money and everything. I was like, man, that's how you know you got a good man. When that man is willing to actually pay a friend or pay somebody just to come see you or take an Uber, that's when I kind of knew it was real. That's what, to me, real love and real stuff looks like, because that person is willing to do any and everything to see you, to be around you. They don't care what it is. So when he did that, I was like, wow, that's crazy, because it's like the first time, that was the first time in my life where a guy actually went out his way for me. So it was crazy, but it was real. So yeah, I don't know. But right now, like I said, me and Greg, we are not in the best space. So, yeah, I don't know, y'all. I do not know. Oh, my God, I'm cramping. Jesus Christ, y'all. Every time, this detox tea is tearing me up. I wanted to go for a drive, and I don't think I'm going to be able to go because I got to poop. Sorry, TMI. I know. But this detox tea is always tearing my stomach up. Like, does any of y'all drink detox tea? Anybody tried it? I'm going to tell you, it's nasty as hell for one. But it definitely keeps you regular. I swear, everything I eat, I never worry about it, because I'm like, if I feel like I'm eating something bad, I know it's going to come out. I know if I'm eating something good, it's going to come out. So, and some people might think, like, oh, that's a fad. Why are you doing that? I mean, at the same time, I feel like it may be a fad or something that everybody's doing, but I personally like it because it does clean me out. And I feel like, honestly, if we're keeping it real, before I started taking the tea, I was not regular as I should have been when it came to, you know, doing number two. So this is like the first time I'm actually regular and using the bathroom. Like, I go like a normal person is supposed to go, which is every day. But before, I didn't go every day. So it's helped me a lot. Can't say if I'm going to lose weight on it or not. I'm hoping I do, but I don't know. But all I can say is that this morning at work, I was so sick. The bathroom was my best friend at work this morning, because I was like, whew. It's just weird because you know you're about to go to the bathroom because you get this cramp in the bottom of your stomach, like a laxative or something. You know, somebody take a laxative from a cramp. That's what it feels like. And it sucks, but I don't know. I just want to see if the results are going to come through or not. All right, enough about my poop life. Because I know some of y'all thinking, she's so nasty. And I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be keeping it real with y'all like always. But, yeah, so I don't really know, like, anything that's what's going to really happen with that situation. Like I said, because I don't want to be that female. Like, I don't want to beg for attention from somebody. I don't want to feel like when I ask him to come see me, it's because I'm forcing him to do it, because he wants to really do it. So it's a lot of things going on with that right now. And I'm just trying to, I don't know. I'm trying to figure it all out. I mean, I care about him. Don't get me wrong, y'all. I really do care. I really, really do. But at the same time, I don't know what I'm going to do. Because like I said, it's about my happiness. And whenever I talk about, oh, you know, us maybe deciding to just be friends and not be together, I don't know if he necessarily wants that, because he never says those words to me. So I don't know. But I think everything happened too fast. But at the same time, like I said, we were best friends, so I didn't think that I needed to be super slow. So, yeah, it's a lot, y'all. But I don't know. I can't worry about it, and I'm definitely not going to be reaching out to him like I've been doing. I just want to, I don't know. I kind of don't, like I said, and it was crazy because it's this lady, no, this girl. She is a lady, but she's a girl, too. But she made this post. I'm going to see if I can pull it up for y'all, like, quick as I'm driving. But hold on, I got to find the post, y'all. Lord, I'm trying to show all the posts. I don't want to head home just yet. I think I'm going to take me a short drive or something. But anyway, I'm going to show y'all the, hold on, my stomach is full right now, y'all. But, let me show y'all the post. Hold on. Lord, I think, was it on Instagram? It was on Instagram. All right. Sorry, I had to figure out where I saw the post. I'm like, I know I saw it earlier at work because I was peeking at my phone and it popped up on it. So let me show y'all what she said. So, is it coming up? Yeah. So she made a lady on there. I love her Instagram, her tweets and stuff. She made a tweet and said, "Stop begging that man to love you. You're worth way more than what you're valuing yourself at. What you're valuing yourself at. If he can't see that, he lost, not you." So I was reading that, and so many women in the comments, like, they can relate to that. And it's so true, because we don't realize as women sometimes, we beg men to hang out with us, to spend time with us, to buy us stuff, and just do all these things that we shouldn't have to do. We all been guilty of sitting at home, you know, wanting a man to be this and that, and then when he doesn't, he's not that, we're all in shock. So this is what I want to say. And I'm going to be real with y'all, because I always keep it real with y'all all the time. It's crazy because I feel like I'm that female now to a certain extent. And I say that I've been that girl my past life too. But I'm saying because a lot of times, again, keeping it 100 with y'all, when I want to, like, you know, spend time with him, see him, I'll be like, you know, he'll tell me, like, last time he came to visit me. Mind you, I ain't had a problem with friends. He'd come out here in a minute when we were friends. Let me say, as soon as we get in a relationship, he wants to do a switch up on the system. But I got him. So anyway, this is what he did. So he goes, last time I wanted to see him, I said, come out here. So he comes out here. But it was because I invited him, like, come back out here to visit so we can chill. So he goes, okay. So then, like, he says, oh, don't worry, babe. I'm going to come back in 2 weeks to see you. Mind you, 2-3 weeks go by. I'm like, he didn't even mention coming back to see me. So I finally bring it up, like, do you want to come on such a date? He goes, yeah, I'll come, but it's because I had to ask him to come. And then sometimes I'd be feeling like, do he really want to come, or is he just saying that because he know I asked? So it's just, like, a lot of factors in this right now, guys, that, oh, my God, I need to go get gas in my car. I meant to stop at the Kroger on the way home. That's what I get. I'm talking to y'all to death, and I ain't thinking about my gas. But anyway, so I was like, you know, I had told him, like, you know, this is something that I had wanted him to do. So it just feels like a lot of times the relationship is just one-sided. And then my mom says, oh, well, don't you feel like sometimes you nag him? I said, Mom, if nagging your man is just saying to him, hey, honey, come spend time with me. Can you communicate more with me? Can you, you know, FaceTime or call me or text me? If that's nagging, then I don't know. I don't even know. Is there a new definition for nagging? Because I feel like, in my opinion, he's not doing his boyfriend duties, in my opinion. And I would nag less, as people say I'm nagging, if he did what he's supposed to do. But I don't know. I guess everybody got a different opinion to nagging. I don't consider it nagging when you just want your man to love you, give you attention, treat you good, and that's it. And I don't ask for a whole lot from no man. I don't need no wealthy-ass rich man or nothing crazy like that. I don't need no Bill Gates. But I'm just saying, I want a man that's, of course, on the same level of finances with me. And then we double our finances and be that power couple like Jay-Z and Beyonce. I'm just saying. But now, on a serious note, I don't know, y'all. I really don't. And honestly, I'm done trying to figure it out. I'm not fitting to sit up here and stress myself out anymore over this situation or over him or over anybody else. Like, it's not worth my time. I'm just going to kind of, for me, this is what I plan on doing. I'm kind of just going to fall back a little bit and just see what happens. I don't know. I'm not going to put so much pressure on him to do stuff because I feel like these need to be coming from him, not from me. So, yeah, it's just, I'm not stressing over the unnecessary no more. I can't worry about another person that ain't worried about me or ain't trying to be worried about me. So, I don't know. And like I said, it's not to bash him. It's just to say that, as a woman, sometimes you got to take a step back, you know? I always say to myself, so I wish, like, I could just get a man that just, I don't know, that you wouldn't even have to tell him nothing. He would just know it. Like, you'd be like, man, like, I've been, you just keep hitting on, you'll say, like, babe, I want to go to Green Lobster. even though in a pandemic, I wouldn't go. But and he would just be like, you know, let's say you bring it up during dinner one night. I'm going to go to Red Lobster one day. Okay, you bring it up maybe two nights, and or maybe one day. Out of the blue, your man, like, come on, babe, get dressed. He's like, where the hell are we going? And he's like, come on, we going to Red Lobster. You said you wanted to go last week. That's the kind of man I want. Or the man that just randomly surprised me with flowers, like, delivering to my house, like, saying, I got you these flowers without me even having to say nothing. Like, why do men like that exist? Because I'm tired, y'all. I'm tired. Tired with a T-I-E-D on it, not a T-I-R-E-D. Because I'm like, do those men even exist? Like, he's literally like, I don't know. So, anyway, that whole thing is crazy, though, y'all. But, yeah, so, I don't know. He didn't even, I don't want to go for a drive, and I came back to my hometown too quick. What should I do? Anyway, yeah, basically, I don't know. I don't know. Sorry, y'all. I'm talking out loud as I'm pulling up at the gas station. So basically, yeah, I just want a man like that, but I feel like men like that don't exist. Or maybe they don't exist to me because I never met one. All I want is something real, but I feel like real doesn't exist. So, I don't know. But I'm definitely going to, like, me and him probably will sit down and talk, hopefully, and just figure out, do we want to work on it or not? Because I just want to know if I should move on or not. That's my biggest thing right now. If I got to move on, that's cool. I'll move the hell on. But I just want to make sure that that's what I'm, you know, that we're on the same page with it. So, I don't know, y'all. My stomach is cramping again. I gotta go home and use the bathroom, y'all. Getting a cramp. And it always hits me around this 5 o'clock time. Crazy. All right, guys, I gotta pump this gas, and I will finish this podcast in a minute. Peace and love. All right, guys, I don't know what's going on with my phone. I recorded all this stuff. I'm trying to add it into one episode right now, but I'll do it when I get home. But anyway, I'm just going to keep talking to you guys for a second. Yeah, I don't know, because my phone's being funny. So I'm literally getting gas, and I look over, and I see these guys. See, this couple went to a restaurant. They didn't have no mask on. I was like, really? Y'all are just nasty. They literally had no mask on, just in this restaurant, walked right in with no mask. A couple. I'm like, really? And then I see, And then I saw this guy go into a convenience store with no mask on. I'm like, y'all just living carefree. And then when y'all ask you sick, y'all the main ones. I shouldn't listen. I want to hit your family and be y'all the main ones crying and acting a fool. Like, put your mask on. Y'all really don't take this stuff seriously. All these people dying and stuff. Come on, Carl. We got to go. Sorry, this call was trying to turn y'all off. I had to holler and tell him to go ahead and go. But anyway, people don't take it seriously until it hits home. It's ridiculous. Like, y'all got to have people die for y'all to take something seriously. Ridiculous. But that's how they are, y'all. They don't take nothing seriously until it hits home. So sad. But anyway, can't worry about that. That's on them if they want to risk their life. Yeah, so, like I was saying, I definitely will have to talk to Greg about, like, where our relationship is going and what we're going to do, so I can just figure out if I need to move on or not. So, yeah, it's definitely, yeah. I'm kind of mad at myself because I put some pictures of us on Instagram, and now I'm probably have to edit the titles for them for right now. I don't want to delete the pictures, but I want to edit the titles. Like, I'm editing the titles for something different. I don't know what I want to do, y'all. I kind of want to take the photos down because I'm upset, too. I don't know yet. So, anyway. Yeah, I don't know. But, yeah. I'll probably go home and eat something because I ain't had no dinner. And then I'll probably eat and then spend some time with my daughter. Then I'll take my shower. Probably relax and watch some TV. I always be trying to find stuff to watch on TV when I get home. I don't be knowing what to watch on TV, y'all. Like, I be literally sitting there like the crazy person I am trying to figure out what the hell I should watch on TV. I'm like, what should I watch on this TV? Like, what the heck? But sometimes it be, like, really good shows on TV, and then sometimes it be shows that suck. So, I don't know. But I haven't watched a good TV show in so long, y'all. Like, I don't watch TV like I used to. I used to watch TV all the time. Like, after I had my daughter, I didn't get to watch it as much unless I went out of town when I was dating my ex. So other than that, I don't really watch TV like that. So, yeah. I don't know. We'll see what life brings me. I don't know anymore, y'all. I don't know. But yeah, I think all of us women out here, we will find our good men, God willing, we'll keep praying about it, and we'll find a right man for us. Not saying he's not the right one for me, but I don't really know anymore, to be honest with you. Don't know anymore. And did y'all read? I got some on my phone from CNN that said that Cardi B and Offset filing for divorce again. That Cardi B filed because he cheated or something again. I was like, don't tell me this man had cheated again. After that damn humiliation he did of this girl last time, made a fool of himself, then kept popping up at her shoulders to get her back, and you gonna do the damn same shit again. She better not take him back this time. Cardi, I love you. Don't take his ass back this time, because this is, he doing the most now. Now, at this point, he just like, he a serial cheater. He's like, I got over it one time and do it again and just forgive me. No, it'd be like, no, we done this time. He must have been texting another hoe on his phone. That's what it was. I'm telling you. Woo, these men be scandalous. And that's not just celebrity men, but it's men in general. Like, you gotta watch who you lay down with. You gotta watch who you dating, because you don't know what the hell they doing behind your back. I swear. I'm gonna be real with y'all, though. Sometimes you be thinking you like a guy because you're having a good conversation with him through text or on the phone or just in general. Y'all hanging out in the conversation just good as hell. Then you realize that he ain't beep. That whole conversation was just his way of trying to get up in your head where he can just get you to think he's a good guy and he really not. I didn't have many conversations with guys like that where the conversation was so genuine and sweet. Come to find out the man ain't about beep. And I'm sitting up here looking crazy. I ain't even gonna lie to y'all. I be looking crazy. Woo, child, I do. I be looking straight up crazy about these streets. Woo, I can't. Oh, Lord, y'all. Today was a day. But I'm about to go home and relax. I'm just like too through with today. Throw the whole damn day away. Oh, my God, y'all. I said throw the whole day away. Like, I'm dead serious, too. Like, throw it away. Like, don't do that way. Throw it in the trash can and just don't bring it back for right now. Like, that's how bad my Wednesday, my Tuesday was. Like, throw it away. Let's just recycle it or something. I don't know. But, yeah. But, yeah, I'm just going to enjoy the rest of my day. I'm going to just enjoy everything I got to do. It's just going to take some space to figure out what the best situation is for me. And I think I'm just going to, the pictures I posted on Instagram, I'm going to put in my archive for right now until I figure out what I really want to do and figure out if I really want us to be together or not. Then I'll bring them babies back out. But for right now, I don't know, because right now we're just going through too damn much for me to even want people to look at it. And then, y'all like, are y'all together or not? No, I ain't got time for that. So, oh my God, guys. I just freaked out. I turned down my street and I thought I saw something in the road. It was nothing but like a leaf or something. All right, guys, I got to end this. I got to go eat. This is behind my daughter. Peace and love. And remember, guys, don't let no man bring you down because you are the beast and you don't need nobody but you to be happy. Peace and love.